Here we go. Okay, so number one, just since tomorrow night's Rosh Chodesh, let me just say something on Rosh Chodesh. I don't think it's a topic that I've spoken enough about, but you know that everything is contained. You have, let's say, for example, in the mother's womb, right? So all the genetic coding for the child is contained, right? So the kid has blue eyes, or the kid has, you know, red hair or whatever. That's all contained in the mother's, while the child's in the mother's womb. And when it comes out, even if it comes out, let's say the boy has freckles, you know, when he's 20, you know, but it was already encoded in the mother's womb. So that concept applies also to in the Torah. Let's say, for example, like the Vulnagoyim, the Tzadik HaKohen, they talk about that everything's contained in the word Bereishis, right? You know, like you have the Vulnagoyim once had an opinion on it, and someone, one of the guests that were there, came up to me and said, everything is contained in the word Bereishis. When it's the opinion on it, the word Bereishis. So the Vulnagoyim responded immediately. He said, Bereishis is the Rosh Hashanah of Ben Rishon Achar Shloshim Yom Tipada. Right, that the firstborn son after 30 days, Ben Rishon, Achar Shloshim Yom, the firstborn son after 30 days, Tipada. Right, the Pidyon HaBen is only for a firstborn son. So meaning that's one example. It's actually once wrote an article of like 30 of these type of Ramazim, you know, how different things are contained, and this is obviously, and the whole Torah is contained in it. So, the Baal Turim talks about how Matan Torah is in the two. We have many Rashi's in the two in it. So everything, let's say, for example, you have Adam Rishon, right? The simple meaning is he's called Adam Rishon because he's the first man, Adam Rishon. But also, he's Rishon of the son of Reish, meaning that he's Rishon, he contains everything, all future generations come from him, right? We're all from Adam Rishon. You might be the finger of him, you might be the fingernail, meaning like everyone's different aspects of Adam Rishon, but we're all part of the same. We're all stemmed from that. Because once he sinned, his neshama fragmented into all these neshamas, right? That we have to do tikkunim in order to bring the gula. But it all stems from Adam Rishon. Another example you see, obviously, is Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah, yeah, the entire year is contained in Rosh Hashanah. That's why some people are mocking not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, right? Everything you do in Rosh Hashanah has a tremendous impact because it contains everything. It's just like an example. To understand this, is let's say you have a child in the mother's womb, right? You know, if a 20-year-old kid gets a cut on his finger, it's not a big deal. You know, if a 10-year-old kid gets a cut on the finger, it's a little more severe. You know, if a 5-year-old kid, you know, a 1-year-old gets a cut, it's much more severe. And if a fetus in the mother's womb gets a cut, that's obviously, it can be life-threatening. Right, the more you go back to the inception, to the core, the more delicate and fragile and, you know, significant it is. And that's what you see in Rosh Hashanah also, right? That we're so careful, and so many, we have a simon about Rosh Hashanah, right? There's so many different things that we do in Rosh Hashanah just to be very careful, because it's such a special, impactful time, and it's such tremendous power. That's the idea also of Rosh Hashanah, right? That we dash in Rosh Hashanah is because it's also the same idea that the first letters only have a special impact. So that's what you see in Rosh Chodesh also, right? That Rosh Chodesh is the head of the month. It's the first of the month. And Rosh Chodesh contains the entire month. The entire month is always contained in Rosh Chodesh. All the Kedusha is contained in that time. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh has an extra special Kedusha, right? People have a Rosh Chodesh Suda, different types of things. So that's the idea of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, next thing, just to touch upon a small thing, just in the parasha, it says in the parasha of Mishpatim, it says, Kesef Talva, Es Ami Es Ani Imach, right? It says, over here it says, in parasha of Mishpatim, it says, in Perech of Beis, Pasach of Dalet, it says, Kesef Talva, Es Ami Es Ani Imach, right? That simple meaning is that when you lend money to, you know, to poor people, it says, like, Siyah, like, Kadesha, right, you shouldn't act toward him as a creditor, don't do it with interest, like, Sibiru of Neshach. The Katskrami says an unbelievable pshat. There's a Kesef Talva, Es Ami Es Ani Imach, right? So, simple meaning is that when you lend money, in this case, Rashi says that im means when. Usually, im means if. here it means when. Right. So the Katzkrami has another pshat. He says that, you know, a person, people are very busy with money. You know, people's minds are consumed with money, you know, especially if they're supporting a family and children. Yeah. You know, the people are driven with money. Like how many people end up going to prison because they're just so they were so blinded by money and they did some criminal activity. So the truth is, if you look at the word kesef is money. You look at the word kesef. You know, there's the concept of machshava, dibur, maisa. You ever heard this? Machshava is thought, dibur is speech, and maisa is action. And people's thought and people's minds are consumed. The minds are always on kesef. It's always on money. And if you take the word kesef is kaf, sabach pay. So kaf spelled out, the letter kaf spelled out as kaf pay, right? It's kaf, like kapayim. That's the hands, right? So the hands represent action, maisa. People do actions with the hands. That's why it's called, a woman's earnings is called maisa yadayim, right? Because that's how she works. That's how she earns money. The action. So that's kesef. So kaf is kapa, is spelled out as kaf. Kaf is kapayim, right? Kapayim is plural for kaf. Which are hands, like palms of the hands, that's what it means, right? Like a palm you saw, called the Pasuk says. And then you have Samach, right?
Well, you say if he wasn't drunk, he wouldn't have killed
Vashti. Right, so Samach represents the head, right? It's round like the head, and Samach is round, that's the head. The head is round, and that's where a person thinks from, that's the Machshava. A person's thoughts are consumed with it, so it's Machshava and Maisa. And Dibor is the pay of Kesef, because pay spelled out is peh, the mouth. That's where you speak from. You got that? Yeah. So you have Machshava, Dibor, Maisa, sent into the word Kesef, symbolizing that people's minds are consumed, meaning like they're ready, and their minds is consumed, you know, like how they're going to make the next dollar, or how's the stock market doing? You know, like they're always talking about it. They're always, naturally, this is how, you know, people are, you know, we have this is a special, it's a hard problem for money is much, you know, is much stronger than other things. It's not like you know, everything has their yitzhara, but money has is something particular about money that people are completely consumed with it. Anyway, so how does a person? There's many things to say about money. So how does a person? You know, everything in this world is temporary, and the purpose is that we have to take everything in this world and make it eternal. So it can be anything. It can be, you know, it can be our speech. How do we make our speech eternal? You give someone a nice word, you give encouragement, you learn Torah, right? You say different Torah. So those things, that makes it eternal. Whatever you do, right, you have food. So you can eat it just because you're starving or whatever. But when you say a bracha on it, you have in mind that you're learning in order to eat, right? That makes it eternal. That gives you eternal schar, right? When you go to sleep, you go to sleep because you're just tired. Or you can have in mind that I'm going to sleep in order to have energy till the next day, in order to even to go work, to support a family. All these things are mitzvahs, right? So as long as like, your intention should be that I'm doing all these mundane activities in order to channel to Hashem and, you know, and to do mitzvahs. So that way it makes it eternal. How do you make money eternal? You make it eternal when you give it to tzedakah, right? It can be, you know, to the poor person, to let's say some yeshiva, to, you know, to some organization, whatever charity, you know, touches you. So that's the pshat of the pasuk. Kesef talva. Simple meaning is that when you lend money, esami esarima, right? You're going to give money to the poor people. But the consequence is that it translates like this. The word talva means to lend, like right, like a leven amalve. But talva also means to accompany. Let's say, for example, you have malava malka. You know, in the escorts Shabbos now, right? Malava means to escort, right? So like you have lira shtia by Avraham Avinu, Levia, right? That Levia means to escort. Or you have like by a Levia. Levia is called Levia because like you're escorting the dead person. Levia is a base. That's what the word. So that's what it means. So kesef talve. If you want your kesef, if you want your money to accompany you eternally, as abi as arima. If you give it away to charity, that's just gonna they can stay with you eternally. You got that? Unbelievable shot. Let's just conclude with one other thing, which is also this is a powerful lesson just for life, really. Like this is one of the core differences between successful people and unsuccessful people. This lesson, if you look at Tehillim, it's the winter, so it's a good time to talk about it. If you look at over here, it's still winter. You know, if you live in Australia, it's the summer, but or South Africa, but here in Israel, it's the winter. Anyway, so in Perek Nudhei Pasuk Tes Vav in Tehillim. Yeah, let's just it goes with the story. There's a Rav that was, he was going from house to house collecting money, and he was collecting money for his yeshiva. So he came to a certain house, and the balabas answered the door, and he said, he's like, what are you going out on such a night for? It's freezing out there. How could you do this? Like, it's too much. And he said, the pasuk says at the hill of Nudhei Tazai, right? Perek Nudhei Pasuk of Tezvav. It says, basically, Kim Behach Barogesh. Right? So the simple meaning is, it says, the house of Hashem, we would walk in company. So this is what he said. He said, you know, many people, when they have, you know, when it's a day that doesn't flow with them, it's an off day, right? It's cold outside, I'm staying in bed, I'm not coming to Minyan, right? Or it's like, I'll do this tomorrow. You know, everyone has, you know, like, it's raining outside, we're canceling the plans, you know? Like, you know, successful people, they don't cancel with, you know, it doesn't have to be just with weather. It could be with anything, right? That, you know, a person's not having a good day. He got insulted, or he just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or he's, you know, you're feeling, you know, maybe you drop under the weather. Obviously, you have to take care of your health. I mean, I'm just saying, like, many times people base their life, they react to their circumstances. Meaning, like, guy insulted him, their reaction is like, that's it, my day is finished, I'm done, you know, like, to wake up in the morning, I'm 5 minutes late, I'll just sleep, you know, for another 2 hours. It reminds me of a story, you know, where the guy came to Rosh Hashanah and he said today, he's like, I beat the Yitzhar. He said, my alarm clock rang at 6 o'clock, I pressed snooze. He's like, it rang again at 6:10, 6:20, I kept pressing snooze. He's like, finally, at 7:55, I got up. He's like, you know, I overcame the Yitzhar. Okay, so, so many times the people have that they react, they don't act. I mean, they react to their circumstances. You know, that, right, they woke up a little late, this thing happened, the child acted up, whatever, their day is canceled. But the truth is, you have to act. I mean, you have to have a firm decision. This is what I'm going to accomplish tomorrow. These are my goals, and tomorrow I'm going to accomplish this, no matter what. Like, this is your word, and you're going to stick to your word. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what's going on, right? That, you know, people are successful. The guy's coming to work. It doesn't make a difference what went on in his day. Work starts at 9 and finishes at 5. That's what he's going to be. It doesn't make a difference if this happened, you know, to, you know what I'm saying, like, if this child gave him a hard time, you know, or like this person insulted him, you know, or whatever was going on. So, yeah, see, so this Rav said, he said, the pasuk is based on Kim and Halach Baragash. That when you do things for Avodas Hashem, it's based on Kim, whether you're talking for a yeshiva, you're going to learn, right? You're doing something in Avodas Hashem, you're going to daven. Stop it. By the way, it just reminds me of another story that, you know, in New York, there was a massive snowstorm. And like the whole New York was like shut down, like the streets were completely empty, like you couldn't even go anywhere, the snow was so high. And then there was like the police were like patrolling, you know, just going around checking, you know, they were patrolling. And then all of a sudden he sees someone walking, like the police officer, I couldn't believe it. And he goes over, and then he sees like this old Jew, he's like walking in the snow, like you know, trudging, you know, barely making it through. He's like where are you going? He's like going to pray with the Midian and Shul. He's like, only the Jewish people. Only the Jewish people, you know, like, they're the only ones that are out. You know, they're dedicated, they're committed. And that's what we have to be. So this is what the Rav said. He said, we're basically like Kim, that when you do something in Avodas Hashem, whether it be learning, collecting, you know, for yeshiva, whatever, Halach Baragash, you have to go with Baragash, right? What does that mean? You have to go with Bez is Barad, whether it's hailing, Resh is Ruach, it can be cold and windy, Gimel is Geshem, and shit is shelling, whether it's snowing. Like, don't let your circumstances dictate how your day is going to be. You have to be in control and do all that you can.